There's a new exhibition at the Smithsonian's Museum of American History called The Price of Freedom, and there's a new controversy to go with it. The exhibition deals with this country's conflicts from the French and Indian War to the current war in Iraq. Visitors won't see the debate that swirled around the exhibit, a debate about how a history museum should present history and whether it can even address current events without the benefit of historical perspective. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
As visitors enter the Revolutionary War section of the exhibition, they can push a button and fire the first shot at the Battle of Lexington, the shot heard round the world. The galleries are full of such interactive moments because, says curator David Allison, that's what visitors expect from museums these days.
We felt with this exhibition in particular that we were finally achieving something we probably should have achieved a long time ago. That is, taking on a huge subject, a controversial subject, like Americans at War, and starting at the beginning and carrying it up to today to make sure the American people had a place that they could go on the Mall in Washington at no charge to think about how war has shaped their nation.
It's definitely a powerfully emotional exhibit. It carries a punch with it.
Catherine Ott is also a curator at the American History Museum and a representative on the Smithsonian's Congress of Scholars, an independent group of scholars and researchers within the institution. Last summer, Ott wrote a memo on behalf of the Congress expressing some concerns about the price of freedom. After viewing the finished exhibition, Ott says she still finds it problematic.
If you love military history, if you're an enthusiast about the military history of this country, you probably will love this exhibit. And that's who it serves. The exhibit takes a point of view, laid out somewhat in the title, but also in the sweep of the narrative, in the narrative arc and how events are portrayed, it has a point of view.
The exhibition, says Ott, presents war from the perspective of America as the victor. Ott says that point of view is seen throughout the exhibition, from the way the museum interprets the wars to settle the American West to its display on the war in Iraq. It is, she says, perhaps best summed up in the title, The Price of Freedom. Michael Sherry of Northwestern University was one of the historical advisors for the exhibition. Sherry says he expressed some reservations about that title because it seems to frame the exhibition around an interpretation of military history that is questionable.
It carries the implication that American wars were fought in order to gain freedom for ourselves or for others. And it carries, I think, the implication that the price paid was a price paid only or largely by Americans themselves.
Curator David Allison says that was not the intention.
We thought it was a provocative term, a term that people could look at and decide for themselves when they come and look at Americans at War, whether it applies or not. Many of America's wars were not about freedom, and we tell the story of those wars too. Indian wars that we fought in the 19th century, the Spanish-American War, the Mexican War, those were fought more about territory than about freedom.
The biggest concern among scholars within the Smithsonian about the exhibition centers on the Iraq War display. It comes at the end, a small glass case in a room that also contains a twisted piece of steel from the World Trade Center. As David Allison points out, there are only a few artifacts, including a soldier's uniform and his Bible.
In this case on the ongoing conflict in Iraq, we have a small selection of items. In the back is a picture of Saddam Hussein being overthrown. We decided we had to make at some point at which we were going to stop our coverage. So we picked the point at which Saddam's regime was overthrown.
That decision, says Catherine Ott, illustrates the problem with presenting an ongoing war in the exhibition. It is too soon, she says, to have any historical perspective on the war. Moreover, it leaves visitors with some mistaken impressions.
It's already outdated. It stops with 139 American soldier deaths, and we know that over 1,000 are ignored in that number. The fall of the statue of Saddam is outdated in its interpretation. Again, within the museum, there's a diversity of opinion, and many of us have felt that the current war in Iraq should have been left aside.
But David Allison says the museum would have been criticized if it had left out the current conflict in Iraq. He believes the exhibition provides visitors with an opportunity to understand this war in an historical context.
Our overall theme of the exhibition is that wars have been defining episodes in American history. Unquestionably, this war is going to be one of those moments. We don't know how it's going to come out, but we know that it's already shaped the election that we've just been through. So we felt it was important to make at least a limited reference to it. But we would try to be very careful to say there were different points of view. Here's some things that were in that war. We're not taking a position on it, but we want to remind you that this story that began with the French and Indian War is still going on in our history, and that history informs what we're doing today.
The exhibition, says Catherine Ott, almost can't help but succeed, filled as it is with an amazing collection of war memorabilia, from George Washington's uniform to a Huey helicopter flown in Vietnam. Still, she says, the museum has missed an opportunity to tell a deeper, more complex story about the controversy and pain that inevitably accompanies war.
Because war is such a contentious issue, and it has such an emotional, intensely emotional impact on everyone in society, not only military families or people involved with the military, it needs much more care and caution. Many more things need to be taken into consideration because it's a lot more than just soldiers and ordnance and materiel.
The Price of Freedom is a permanent exhibition at the museum. Although the display on the war in Iraq may be updated eventually, there are no immediate plans to do so. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.